Welcome to TimeWise. I'm Becky Foster.
And I'm Tracy Hall, and we both work with Counseling and Student Support Services, also known as CS3, at SCAD Atlanta. Thank you for participating in our podcast. In this episode, we will provide tips for effectively managing your time.
Time management is not as daunting as it seems. It all boils down to four basic steps: planning, prioritizing, scheduling, and doing. Often students are able to plan, prioritize, and schedule, but following through with that schedule can be the most difficult task. Here are a few ways to ensure you reach the doing phase of time management.
Take a look at the 12 organizational steps document attached with this podcast, and let's go over a few crucial steps for you to remember. First, read your course syllabus every week. Simply reading it the first day of class is not enough. Your syllabus is like your Bible. Read it all the time to make sure you keep up with what's going on in class, due dates for projects and assignments, and other important things like quizzes, tests, or critiques.
Set aside 30 minutes each week to get organized. Whether it's filing papers, reviewing your syllabi, or planning your schedule, be sure you make time for organization.
Prioritize your schedule by looking at how much time you have and when each assignment is due. Although it may be more enticing to do the easiest assignments first, be sure to put the assignments that are due the soonest or take the longest to complete on the top of your priority list.
Finally, make sure you complete each task. Distractions like a phone call from home or an email from a friend may throw you off schedule. Set aside time when you can turn off your phone or your laptop to focus strictly on the assignment in front of you. Keeping in touch with family and friends is commendable, but they understand the importance of your coursework.
Perfectionism is another major issue for students, especially artists. It can be a major roadblock on your path to time management. For example, sometimes you may feel like you don't have enough time to complete your assignments in the manner you would like. Self-defeating thoughts may hinder your performance, such as, well, I don't have enough time to make it perfect or get an A, so I won't do it at all. These thoughts can be extremely detrimental to your academic career. Although it may be tough at first, you should always complete your assignments to the best of your ability with the time that you have been given. And remember, even if you don't get an A, it does not mean that you failed.
That's all for this week's TimeWise podcast. We hope you found it beneficial. Please feel free to use the comments link at the bottom of this webpage if you would like to raise any questions, comments, or concerns.
Also, if you feel the need to speak with someone about time management or other personal issues, you may contact one of our CS3 staff members at atlcounseling@scad.edu.
And remember to check our next TimeWise podcast that will provide you with a hands-on framework for prioritizing your busy schedule.